Welcome back to Fort Washington Varsity Basketball on WDOT Fort Washington. Chris Fina, Adam Draken, bringing you coverage between a Tuesday night matchup between the visiting East Meadow Jets and the home Fort Washington Vikings here on Coaches vs. Cancer Night in the Paul D. Schreiber High School Gymnasium.
That's exactly right, Chris. We've got a great matchup for you tonight between two conference AA teams, and we just want to tell all our listeners why this game is so important. So, as many of you know, Coaches vs. Cancer is a nationwide charity fundraiser which helps a variety of cancers, fighting cancers across the medical community. And tonight we are fighting ovarian cancer. We're wearing the color teal. The Vikings currently have shirts and warm-up shirts and wristbands that are on sale for people to donate to help fight ovarian cancer. For the past 9 years, the Fort Vikings have been doing this. Raised over $10,000 so far, and hopefully donating more tonight to the Coaching versus Cancer Fund, which is a great cause for everyone. But now, we want to get into why we're all here. The second reason probably why we're all here in due to cancer research, we're here for some basketball. So tonight, the visiting East Meadow Jets are led by number 21, Sultan Mizra. He had 31 points in the last game in the East Meadow Jets' 61-53 win over Plainview JFK. East Meadow comes in to this matchup 5-7 with a 2-3 record in their conference. Mizra has led in points per game in a majority of their games. To back up Mizra has been number two, the senior Harry Nicholson. He scored 18 points in the last win against Plainview JFK. But East Meadow has run into some problems this season. Despite wins over Plainview JFK and Hicksville, who Port lost to early in the season, if you remember, the East Meadow Jets lost to Long Beach, who Port beat 71-63. They lost to Roslyn, who Port beat 83-82 in their opening matchup of the season. And they lost to Baldwin in a devastating blunder, 82-47. So East Meadow trying to get back in the win column, trying to extend their winning streak to two games and beat a tough Fort Washington team. Chris, why don't you take us through how exactly tough Fort Washington is by going through their last game.
In their last game, the Fort Washington Vikings defeated the Westbury Green Dragons in a come-from-behind victory. The final score was 72-62, and the scoring was really led by guard John Bellini. He went off. He had 5 3-pointers in the game and led the team in scoring with 22. Mark Daly was up there as well with 20 points and Ben Spear 12. And honestly, in the first half, it was one of the worst halves of basketball we've seen all year. But Port was able to get their act together, led by, got some words from Coach Cooley at halftime that inspired them, came away and had a great second half to defeat a very tough, underrated Westbury team.
Yeah, Westbury definitely underrated. I think Port kind of wrote them off coming into that game. Thought they were going to come into their house and beat them. But the Green Dragons had 36-23 at halftime, and it really was not a pretty half of basketball. Port had 10 turnovers by halftime, and they really weren't playing their best basketball. So hopefully tonight they'll come out strong in the first half and put this East Meadow team away quickly, because we know they have very proficient scorers on the other side of the ball. So we are two minutes away to be exact, from this Coaches versus Cancer Night matchup between the Fort Washington Vikings varsity basketball team and the East Meadow Jets. We will be right back after these messages from your WDOT station.
So the starting lineups for this game between the East Meadow Jets and the Fort Washington Vikings. For East Meadow, it will be Harry Nicholson, Nello Williams, Sultan Mizra, Dean Lanza, and Chris Former. And for the Vikings, it will be John Bellini, Mark Daly, Ben Spear, Joe Melkonian, and Lewis Blakeman. Port Washington is wearing their home white uniforms trimmed in blue, and East Meadow is wearing their blue road uniforms trimmed in yellow and with white lettering. For the tip, it will be Lewis Blakeman and Dean Lanza. Tip is won by Blakeman, and Daly will begin the game crossing the timeline as the point guard. Finds Bellini on the wing. Spear circles around Melkonian. Looks to drive. Inside pass. Blakeman puts it up and it's in for the first points of the game.
Way to be aggressive by Lewis Blakeman. You know, he's got to work on that, getting inside, using his body position to score points, and he did right there, getting up to the hoop with force.
Nicholson, around the horn they go. Forler. Inside Williams, back out. Forler hands it off. It's Mizra and Blakeman. Mizra looks to drive, good defense from Blakeman. He finds Nicholson. Nicholson now attempts to drive in. Good defense from Steele to disrupt the play. And the, however, possession is kept alive by East Meadow.
So they have a reset shot clock, 7:06 to go in the first quarter.
Behind the back, flash pass from Floorler to Mizra, and Mizra finds Nicholson. Nicholson will slow it down.
Nicholson, guarded by Johnny Bellini in his signature defensive style. Knees bent, arms wide.
Floorler. Two number 23s on top of each other, Gailey on the defense. He finds Nicholson. Nicholson, Forler, guarded by Gailey, back outside Nicholson. Nicholson takes up a jump shot. It is no good off the backboard. Rebound from Melkonian. Heel cut up the other way. And a 2-0 lead for Port Washington.
Melkonian, nice force on the rebound there, using his inside position.
Gailey finds an open spear. Three-pointer! That's good! Ben Spear from beyond the arc.
Ben Spear, great shot there. Took his time. The form was good, and it was pure right through the bottom of the hoop. So 6:10 remaining. 5-0 Vikings. Out to a great lead in front of out in front of a great home crowd here on a Tuesday night in Port Washington.
East Meadow developing their offensive play. It's Lanza. Lanza gets to Williams, down low, it's Mizra. Defense from Lewis Blakeman, almost tips the ball away. Three taken from Williams, no good. Rebound is secured by East Meadow. Lanza looks to drive, loses possession, able to hold on, however. Nice block from Spear. They're going to call a jump ball on that before the shot. And I believe it's going to be East Meadow ball since Lewis Blakeman won the tip.
Yeah, definitely the right call there from the ref. A great block by Ben Spear, got all ball. Ball was stagnant in the air, they came back down with it, and it'll be East Meadow possession right underneath their right block, underneath their baseline.
Forlou gets it to Lanza, inside it's Mizra, no good, rebound from Spear. He put it, tried to put it up with the right hand.
Mizra tried the little floater there, couldn't get it to go, not the right touch on that one.
Bellini finds Melkonian, Melkonian looks around, Bellini inside, outside it's Daly. Daly makes the guy trip, and now Spear inside Blakeman in the post, give and go. Spear loses possession. Daly has possession, however, and puts it up and in.
Well, I don't think Ben Spear meant to pass that ball, but he'll get credit for the assist on that one. And Mark Daly with the wherewithal to put it home for two. So the Vikings are up 7-0 right now with 5 minutes left to go in the first.
Orler, he finds Williams. Williams guarded by Bellini. To the left they go, it's Forler. Forler, nice spin drive move, no good off the end of the rim. It's held on for Spear, who gains the defensive board.
So 7-0 right now. Port has to keep their foot on the gas and organize a good play in order to get some more points on the board.
Mark Daly now on the wing, finds Spear on the baseline. Blakeman. Melkonian in the corner, looks to make his way out of it, finds Spear. Spear chucks up a three, no good on that one. And Blakeman almost secures an offensive rebound, however, it's regained by East Meadow, who will come up the other way. A stretch pass, Mizra. Mizra jump shot, nothing but net on that. 7-2, first score of the game for East Meadow.
Great way by Mizra to get the ball, the rebound for East Meadow, get the ball up the court right to Mizra.
And a beautiful move from Daly extends the lead back to 7.
Great move by Mark Daly. Again, teams are moving at a very fast pace right now. Defenses are not having the chance to get set in their zones and really play the style of play, the aggressive style of play that they both want to.
Nicholson and Forler. Forler guarded by Daly. Gives it back to Nicholson at the top of the key. Nicholson inside past Mizra, deflected by Lewis Blakeman, but it's East Meadow who comes away with after the tip. They're going to call a foul on Spear, a push against him. And that's the first foul of the game for either team.
I might have saw a push there, but I thought it was a blocking foul, to be honest, as he went up. So it'll be the first foul of the night here with 3:42 left in the first, a little over halfway through the first quarter, as Coach Bobby Kopp will talk to Lanza and Nicholson by the bench. So it will be Nilo Williams taking the first two from the charity stripe on the night.
The first one is no good. Off the rim.
Williams, generally a proficient scorer, had 16 points
two games ago against Long Beach. That was second on the team to Mizra. Second shot is no good as well, and they're going to call him over the back against Mizra, who tried to jump over Blakeman and get the rebound.
Definitely the right call there. Blakeman had the inside position, as he should. A big 6'4 forward there, and all Mizra could do was jump over him, and that's going to be called every time.
Here, Bellini, Melkonian. Melkonian, guarded by Lanza, is a little trapped. Has to get a pass off, a poor pass intercepted and stolen by Mizra, who will put in the easy layup.
Yeah, just not the smart pass right there by Joe Melkonian. Got trapped in the corner, could do nothing but pass it over the middle, and that's going to get stolen 10 times out of 10.
And it's port ball after deflection out of bounds.
Out of bounds, last touch by East Meadow.
So Melkonian will inbound.
So right now East Meadow, 4 points. And 4 points for Sultan Mizra. Just shows you how much of a proficient scorer he is.
Inside Blakeman, easy 2 point from the right block. Nice pass from Melkonian trying to make up for the last one.
Great pass by Melkonian. I thought he was going to pass it to Mark Daly out on the three-pointer on the wing, but Blakeman was obviously wide open on the little cut-in, and he made use of those two buckets right there.
And they're going to call an illegal screen against Lanza, and he is... not agree with the call.
East Meadow number 22, Ian Lanza.
So 11-4 Vikings, 2:59 to go here in the first quarter. Got a pretty packed house here tonight, Coaches versus Cancer.
An impressive crowd for a Tuesday night right before midterms.
Definitely. A lot of kids coming out, maybe should be studying, but a great game we got here.
Now Bellini in the corner, Melkonian guarded by Lanza, finds Daly. Daly drives left. Back outside, Spear inside Blakeman. Blakeman gets, they're going to call a jump ball on that. I thought that was a foul, but.
I'm really surprised. Forler was jumping on Blakeman's pump fake and just couldn't get the foul on that.
Inside, and a beautiful block from Nicholson against Blakeman. Melkonian back outside. Another errant pass stolen away by East Meadow. And this is the second time we've seen Daly in the corner. Wide open, but
I think they're tempting. I think the East Meadow Jets are tempting them to pass it there, and then they're gonna kind of crash and trap him in the corner. So I think it might be the smart decision by Melkonian not to do
and
that.
And an and one falls for Mizra. He'll head to the line to look for a 3-point play. But I mean, if I'm Melkonian there, I would pass to Daly. He was wide open, and we know he's a very capable 3-point shooter. Checking into the game is Matt Smith and Power Sean Clark in the place of Melkonian and Spear in foul trouble already with two here in the first quarter.
Yeah, Spear as the big man, 6'3", needs to keep out of foul trouble, so he'll stay on the bench probably through a majority of this first half right now.
And the shot is no good. Rebound from Blakeman. Blakeman will find Daly, who will look to bring it across. Daly, guarded by Williams, dribbles with the left hand, finds Schmitz. Schmitz, baseline three, no good. Rebound from East Meadow.
So Schmitz wide open there. Just sometimes they don't fall. Good form. Fluid shot.
Williams a three. No good on that one. Beautiful offensive rebound. However, a strange shot put up immediately by Nicholson. Port will take it the other way. It seemed Nicholson rushed that last shot, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely rushed it. And it showed because he didn't make it. But Harris Sonnenklar.
No good on that one. Rebound from East Meadow. That was a left wing three-pointer attempt.
Just to mention, Harris Sonnenklar playing his first game back from injury, so glad to see him back in this court lineup here.
Inside Nicholson. Nicholson, a nice Euro step, blocked by a combination of defenders, and now Daly will bring it across. Daly, with speed, comes in, puts it up. It's good. Nice shot from Daly.
Mark Daly, great shot right there. As he went down, put it up with the right hand.
Lanza thinks about a three, decides not to take it, but now elects two. No good. Rebound from Bellini.
Bellini going to rush it up the court, now slows it down over the timeline.
Bellini hits Daly. Daly with a nice crossover, drives left, looks around. Inside pass stolen away by Williams.
Three steals by Nilo Williams at this point in the game.
Williams finds an open man for three, no good. The shot was by Forler.
Just not good form right here from the Jets right now, and they are not hitting any of their threes.
Daly, inside pass, Blakeman puts it up, and one! Lewis Blakeman from the low block, and looks to make it a 3-point play.
Lewis Blakeman, I remember a similar play he made when off of Joe Malcone in inbound last game. And I believe the call you made was that no one on the court can guard Lewis Blakeman right now. And I think you got to say the same thing early in this game. At least in the paint right now, no one's able to really stop him. I know he got a block on his previous possession, but really showing his dominance over a lot of these guys inside.
And the foul shot is good for Lewis Blakeman. It's a 16-6 lead for the Vikings. Timeout will be taken.
So Lewis Blakeman, just to take you through some of your leading scores, Lewis Blakeman leads the Port Vikings with 7 points overall. The Vikings lead 16-6 with 36 seconds to go in the first quarter. Mark Daly coming up behind with 4 points and Benjamin Spear with 3 points. For the East Meadow Jets, it's only 6 points in total and only 6 points for one guy, and that's Sultan Misra. He has the only points for the East Meadow Jets right now as they're trying to take a lot of these forced threes and just not making them because the form is really not there. They're open shots. They just don't look good. That's my take on it, Chris. I mean, if I were Coach Kopp right now, I'd be saying, get the ball inside, get to some of your bigger men like Misra, like Lanza, and have some more opportunities inside, and maybe you can get some really open shots and work on that form, slow the ball down, and slow the pace down to get some points.
And Caslo comes into the game after a nice performance in the last game against Westbury. Coach Dooley rewarding him with some first quarter playing time.
Only 3 points in that game, but made a key three-pointer early.
Shot from Misra is good, a nice hook. Caslo gets into Sonicler, who will act as the point guard here with 17 seconds remaining, no shot clock.
Shot clock is off, so Port looks to get the final shot here.
Schmidt finds Sonicler. Sonicler, leftward pass from Bellini. Caslo with 5 seconds inside. Beautiful pass from Caslo and an easy 2 points from Bellini. Clock continues to run, and a three will be chucked up. It hits off the rim. Shot was from Lanza. And that was a little close for comfort there.
Yeah, wow, that almost hit off the backboard. And you know what it reminded me of?
Hit the backboard of the rim, backboard again and off.
Yeah, I saw that. You know what it reminded me of? As I was, as we broadcast this games, I also filmed them for the team. And it reminded me of the Duke game yesterday where the Syracuse player hit it at the end of the half. And I was like, how did the cameraman know to film that? I mean, he could have just given up. But, you know, I kind of turned it at the end. I'm like, let's see if this goes in. And it almost did right there.
And a key thing to mention, that was at about the halfway mark. Maybe a little up. The Syracuse one, that was at the opposing foul line. Or about the opposing foul line.
Of a college court, which is much bigger.
That was crazy when that went in yesterday. As the Port has performing here at this intermission.
Yeah, so right now it is 18-8 Vikings. As we said, Lewis Blakeman leading scorer with 7 points. But now John Mellini with those 2 points right there just brought his total up to four. But, and then Sultan Misra, still the only guy to score for the Jets with 8.
Well, they really need to get, they really need to get more scoring. They can't rely on one sole player. It's not the NBA where someone can dominate the game like LeBron James.
James Harden last night, scored more than his entire other team, the entire other starting five combined. So it's definitely not like that in high school basketball. So you need to spread the floor. Spread it into the inside zone and really stop this. And the Vikings defense, this man-to-man defense, is working to a T right now, except on Sultan Misra, that is.
Well, Nicholson will take it up for the Jets. Finds Misra on the right wing, guarded by Blakeman. Misra inside pass to Lanza. Lanza back outside. Forler finds Lanza. Lanza three-pointer. No good. Rebound from Sonicler. That was from the right wing.
They have missed every one of their three-pointers so far, so really got to figure something out here early on.
Schmidt thinks about a three. Inside pass to Caslo. They're going to say it's poor fall as it hit off Lanza, who has been very disappointed with the referee calls today. I believe this is the third time complaining.
Yeah, I didn't really see it go off an East Meadow guy, but and as now Daly brings it into Sonicler, but, you know, good thing Port kept the ball.
Daly a three, no good. A rebound from Lanza. Spins away with it and finds Misra.
So both teams not too proficient on their threes right now. The only one to make it is Ben Spear at this point. And he's on the bench.
A stretch pass to Forler. Guarded by Sonicler. Drives, but pass inside. Misra a deep three. No good. Rebound from Caslo.
East Meadow continuing to take bad shots from outside the arc, and they're not going to get back into this game.
Hasel, Schmidt's a three, no good. Rebound from East Meadow, and it's a 2-on-2 if they hurry. Maybe a 3-on-2 is Mizer is there, but they're going to call, I believe, a block against Harrisonicar.
And that looks to be on the floor, so the third foul for Port. Oh no, it looks to be some shots. So it's going to be Harry Nicholson looking to get another player on the board for the Jets. There was a player who did shoot some free throws before. It was Nilo Williams, but he missed his both. So as Nicholson shoots it here, he'll get it. So the first points for someone else that's not named Sultan Mizra for the Jets.
The second shot attempt from Nicholson on its way.
So 18-9, Port leads, 6:53 to go in the first half.
And it's good.
So Nicholson, two on the board for the Jets there. They make it an 8-point game.
Lead 18-10.
Daly, nice pass. Blakeman, give me that. Two easy points.
Lewis Blakeman bodying people on the inside, and he's up to 9 on the day. Lewis Blakeman, unstoppable.
And that was a beautiful pass from Daly above the defender. I mean, you got to give Daly just as much credit, if not more, on a beautiful find to find an open Blakeman.
Definitely, I always love the great assist to get those key plays.
And Daly hits the rim twice on a attempt of a block, but steals it away from Mizra. But that was funny. You don't see that every day. Trying to swat the ball, hits the rim, does it again, hits the rim again.
Almost went in, and now it's a fourth steal by Nilo Williams.
And inside, a terrible shot there by Nicholson, who's smiling as he goes his way to the charity stripe.
And he knows he got away with one there. He took a bad shot. Luckily, Mark Daly fouled him. So it'll be four fouls for Port. It'll be Mark Daly's first. 20-10, Vikings lead. 6:09 to go here in the first half. And Nicholson will be back to the line, but he'll miss that first attempt.
And now looking to check into the game for Blakeman
and
Melkonian and Blake.
So I got a question, though, as Nicholson takes the second shot. Why are you taking Lewis Blakeman out right now?
Well, I guess maybe just give him some rest, get him ready for the second half. That'd be my only guess so far.
And Nicholson makes the second one. So it's a 9-point lead for the Vikings.
Melkonian on the right baseline. It's Daly on the wing. Screen set by Sonnenklar. Goes back out of it, and he gets the ball. Sonnenklar looks for a pass inside to Daly. Daly, unable to secure it, gets put up. That was a blatant foul, non-call by the ref. We heard the slap from here.
Yeah, definitely a slap there, but Daly should have put it in on the first attempt.
Nicholson takes a deep three, no good. Thought about it and decides to take it.
I don't know what the Jets are doing right now. They're just taking absurd shots that they are not close to making.
Daly, another turnover there. It's stolen by Mizra.
So 5 turnovers on the day. That's the first steal for Sultan Mizra.
Ford looks for a screen, finds it, it's to Nicholson off the pick and roll. Nicholson drives inside, open for 3-pointer, no good. And that was another screenshot, a foul called on Dean Lanza.
Forler's got the weirdest 3-point shooting form I've ever seen, besides Engenjohn Levent, but Engenjohn actually makes his shot, so that's the difference between Forler and Engenjohn Levent. We haven't yet to see Engenjohn in this game, but
always a crowd favorite.
But Forler just taking some, I gotta say, objectively bad shots right now.
Schmidt stripped by East Meadow. Port out hustles them, and a nice play from Melkonian gets it to Daly.
Great hustle play on the floor by Melkonian.
Melkonian now looks to drive, puts it up with the left hand, and good. Makes his way through the East Meadow defense.
Little shimmy move in and out, up with the non-dominant left hand, and in for his 2 first points of the game.
And the D just parted like the Red Sea. Nobody went up to contest him.
Definitely. And it was in part due to the move right there by Melkonian.
Melkonian with a steal finds Daly. Daly puts it up with a nice shot from the low block. They're going to say no foul on that, as Coach Dooley was looking for a foul there, and timeout taken by Coach Kopp of East Meadow. A full timeout this time. It's a 13-point lead for the poor Washington Vikings here in this second quarter. And Adam, we talked about it last game. Port needed to come out hot with a nice start. And they've just done that. They've done it perfectly.
They've done it to a T, Chris. In the shot quality, in the defensive quality, not always in the pass quality. I could see a little bit more precision on the pass choices that they choose to take. They've had 5 turnovers so far. A little more precision on that, but in every other phase of the game, they are firing on all cylinders. And I think the real key to this game, that we also saw in the Plainview game that Port came out hot, is Lewis Blakeman. He's always a dominant force on the inside, and when he can be, when he can get those shots, when he doesn't have to maybe go to the foul line, when he doesn't have to take those foul shots, when he's more aggressive, the Port team is more aggressive. They take on that attitude, and we're seeing that there with a 13-point lead they currently possess. So on the floor for the Vikings, it'll be Joe Malconian, Harris Sonnenkar, John Bellini, Mark Daly, and Matt Schmidt.
And still, I believe we've yet to see a substitution from Espeta.
Yet to see one, and they're sticking with their starting five, but you know, it's going to be some point when these guys, especially Sultan Mizra, start to get tired.
Mizra, speaking of him, takes a shot. Poor shot selection, no good.
Tried to take a step back from about 12 feet out and not even close.
Sonnenkar looks to drive, jump shot, baseline, Jay, nothing but air on that one.
Yeah, Sonnenkar maybe needs a little more game minutes coming off that injury. Give him time, he'll find that shot pretty quick.
Nicholson, guarded by Malconian, good side Lanza. Lanza looks to body, but finds an open shot. It's no good. It hits the rim.
I can't believe what I just...
The top of the backboard out of bounds, and... But, that was like a fadeaway three-pointer.
I can't believe what I just saw. He had wide open space to take that three, and he chose to kind of move to his side on that. What a poor shot.
Beautiful reverse slide from Daly extends Port lead to 15.
Great baseline layup, up and under with the right hand. Mark Daly looking like his number 23 MJ on that one.
Well, I know Daly's a big LeBron fan, so I'd say LeBron instead.
Well, LeBron doesn't go to those up and unders too often. I'd say that's more MJF.
True.
Maybe a little Kobe Bryant even.
Fortler, guarded by Sonnenkar, finds Lanza. Lanza, a three-pointer falls, and that was a good shot. First like, real three-point shot, a good attempt to achieve this game.
The first good attempt, the first good form, and it showed because it went in.
I think Williams had one a good one earlier as Spear gets absolutely bodied and gets fouled and will head to the line. In the paint, Lanza so
it'll be
up.
It'll be Matt Schmidt to the line as Coach Dooley giving some words of wisdom to Joe Malconian. Lanza called for the foul. 3:03 left. Vikings lead by 12, 26-14. As Schmidt takes his first one from the charity stripe.
No good on the first one. Off the rim and out.
Matt Schmidt had 3 points last game on a three. He's usually one of those guys who's an off-the-bench kind of six-man kind of defender slash three-point sharpshooter at times, and he can be kind of anything for your team as he misses the second one there.
And here comes East Meadow. It's Williams coming in. Beautiful block from Bellini. A diving Schmidt pokes it ahead. However, it's East Meadow gaining the possession as Mizra picking it up off the ground. Mizra thinks about his shot, finds it inside. It's Lanza. Lanza, no good on the layup. It was contested by Daly and Schmidt.
Great ball movement, though, by East Meadow, and they had a good shot selection.
Daly for three, nothing but net.
Mark Daly on fire right now. Has scored the last 7 points for Port Washington.
And that was a beautiful shot. Complete swish there. You couldn't ask for a better shot. Nicholson attempting to repeat it. That one is in, but it hits the rim. Daly's is better.
Yeah, definitely. Nicholson, good shot there for three, but Daly's a nice swish in and out.
Daly finds Sonnenkar. Sonnenkar gets to Malconian. Malconian thinks about a three, but instead we'll find Daly inside. It's Schmidt. Schmidt's back outside. Deflected pass, however, kept alive by Sonnenkar. Sonnenkar inside pass. Nobody touches the ball. It goes right out of bounds. It'll be Jets possession.
And Joe Malconian was kind of tapping his chest saying, kind of my bad, as we're going to see the first substitution for East Meadow as Dean Lanza is coming out. Shit up, Shadeep Singh. As East Meadow will bring it in now, and Singh will immediately get the ball here as the point guard.
Singh, a senior, quite small for his size. It makes Bellini look, his man Bellini look much, much taller than him. In comparison, inside pass is kept, it's going to be possession remains for East Meadow. I thought it was off East Meadow, but...
I thought it was off Mizra right there, but I guess it was off Schmitz, kind of off the tip. And no one's arguing. So, good call. 29-17, Port, 143 as East Meadow gets it up, and that's Nicholson at the right wing.
Well, Harry Nicholson looking to use some... Well, not use some clock, as a matter of fact, but to look for some effective score. Singh, stretch pass, and a jump shot's taking. It's good from Mizra. There's a little bit of unbalance there.
Mizra, kind of a fadeaway little jumper, but it went right in the net for a swish.
Daly, Melkonian. Melkonian drives, puts on the brakes, looks for Duncan inside, finds Schmitz. Schmitz, Daly, Melkonian who puts it up, no good. Offensive rebound from Schmitz and a shot there, no good.
Tried to do a little too much there was Melkonian.
And a deflected pass is collected by the Vikings. A stretch pass now, deflected again off the hands of Williams.
Another
He's been
steal
great
there.
On this defensive presence.
He's had five steals on the game right now, as Nilo Williams. So the Vikings will...
East Meadow
will retain possession with 54 seconds here, down by 10. And if they can get within 10 by halftime, I think they do have a shot as Port's kind of slowed down their roll over the past 2 minutes.
Let's sing. You'll find Nicholson, and they're going to call a foul against East Meadow, I believe.
And it looks to be against Williams.
Offensive foul goes against number 10, Nam Williams, his first, the team's sixth.
So if East Meadow commits one more foul, that's going to be a 1-1 for Port. But only 46 seconds to go here in this half.
Daly. There's a family in the crowd looking to spark some offense. Melkonian. Inside pass, it's Schmitz. Schmitz turns around. Bodies his way up, no good. Rebound from Singh. Singh with 27.
Gained the inside position, but just couldn't get it to fall there on the little fadeaway from about 2 feet out.
Williams, a nasty crossover from Singh. No good on the shot. 16 seconds remaining, and it's Mark Daly bringing it across the timeline on the right side right now, guarded by Mizra.
So Port looks to take the final shot here of the half. Mark Daly on Mizra.
Finds Schmitz. Schmitz, Sonnenklar. Sonnenklar, deep three. No good. Offensive rebound from Melkonian. Puts it up, and he'll head to the foul line. Missed the layup. And Port will, with 0.8 seconds remaining, will get an opportunity to look to get 30 points on the board and extend this to a 12-point lead if both shots go in.
So, Melkonian trying to get his third points of the game and fourth points if he can hit these both. 0.8 seconds, so I guess East Meadow will just kind of maybe heave it up. Won't matter much.
And the first one falls after a high bounce off the rim for Melkonian.
Melkonian gave the rim a little tip there for it to go in on that one. He'll try to make his second one more easily.
Second one, that one's swish, so just out. And immediately off the inbound, Singh with an attempt there, not even close. And at the end of the half, the Vikings up over East Meadow, 31-19.
When we come back, we'll have your halftime report. So stick with us. We are broadcasting Port Washington Vikings varsity basketball against the East Meadow Jets here on Coach vs. Cancer Night in Port Washington, New York. We'll be right back. And we are back with the halftime report presented by Arena Sports on WDOT Port Washington. Vikings basketball against the East Meadow Jets, and we've had a great matchup for the Vikings right now. They are winning 31-19 at the break as the Portets give us their halftime performance. So just to take you through the stats currently at halftime for the Port Washington Vikings, the leader in points is number 23, Mark Daly. Had a great game today, and he has one three-pointer and a couple of assists. The second leader in points, number 21, Lewis Blakeman, the 6'4 senior. And then the successive leaders in points for Port, number 14, Joe Melkonian, and number 10, John Bellini, each of them having four. For the East Meadow Jets, the leader in points right now, surprisingly the same number of leader in points as the Port Washington Vikings leader, Sultan Mizra, number 20, has 10 points currently, but not a lot else going on for the Jets as Harry Nicholson comes in second with six, and Dean Lanza comes in third with just three. No one else on the Jets currently has points at this moment, but for the Jets, they are playing some okay defense at times and some great defense at times. One player to shout out on the defensive end, number 10, junior Nilo Williams, currently has five steals as the Port Washington cheerleaders are getting set for their performance. We have about 5 minutes remaining in this break. We're going to come back to you live with second half action from the Port Washington Vikings Coacher versus Cancer game here in Port Washington, New York against the East Meadow Jets. Welcome to the second half action of Port Washington varsity basketball here on WDOT Port Washington. I'm Chris Bina alongside my partner Adam Jackman, and the score is the Vikings 31 and the visiting East Meadow Jets 19. Port begins possession this half, and it's Melkonian immediately at the baseline. Three, no good. Offensive rebound from Spears, misses an open layup, and this time it gets blocked out of bounds. Port keeps possession.
So, take
you through that last sequence. Baseline three by Melkonian, and a rebound by Spears. He got his own rebound, then took it up again and got blocked out of bounds. So couldn't get quite that inside possession, but great physicality on the left low block by Benjamin Spears.
Benjamin? Inside Blakeman. Blakeman gets fouled. He'll have done one.
Well, Benjamin is his name, Chris, isn't it?
Chris Freeman.
There you go.
Fouls on number two for East Meadow, Harry Nicholson. His first, the team's first in the second half, shooting two.
Well, Blakeman will be shooting two shots for the Vikings.
Blakeman looked in, get his 10th points of the game.
First one falls. Blakeman's really got improved on his free throw shooting this season. You can see from the start he wasn't very consistent. Now,
Now
he's been a lot better, higher percentage, and he's definitely been improving.
Yeah, we saw him in the Malvern tournament miss a lot of the free throws, and he makes his next one there. We saw him in the Malvern tournament not exactly firing on all cylinders from the charity stripe, but has been perfect here tonight so far. 3 for 3, and has 11 points, leading the Vikings right now. And leading all scorers on the floor, in fact.
Nicholson finds Williams. Williams inside passes Mizer. Mizer back outside Fourier. Here comes Nicholson. A strange shot there. It's good.
Much better ball movement here for the Jets out right out of the break. And let's see if they can keep that going and get it around the horn more often.
It looked like another rough shot in my opinion, but he made it, so that's that. Blakeman looks around, finds open Bellini. Bellini hesitates and now hits Daly. Daly, nice cross-court pass there. Beautiful pass from Bellini. But Melkonian likes not to shoot. Finds Blakeman. Blakeman puts it in. They're going to call a travel against him. You can see that from a mile away.
Yeah, took those two steps right away. And Blakeman, I think, knows that. Getting a little advice from his coach, Dooley, there. Just got to take that dribble, go up hard, and maybe next time he'll get the points.
And they're going to call a charge against against Nicholson. Originally, we thought Melkonian got crossed up really hard.
Yeah, he used a little bit of the elbow there, put Melkonian on the floor, but that was a nice crossover, I guess, but
not a clean one.
Not a clean one. As Vikings have the possession now, taking it out of bounds as Bellini comes across the timeline. 33-21. Vikings lead, 6:39 left.
And if that was clean, I believe we would see that on SportsCenter almost.
Yeah, they would use this film probably.
And they another cool, funny thing, as before the shot, they call no shot, a foul originally on East Meadow, but last year, I believe
it's going to be on Blakeman, actually.
3 second violation.
I don't think I've heard that all season.
Yeah, I haven't.
A 3 seconds.
But another potential highlight film that just missed. Last year, Daniel Dash, I believe, is against Massapequa, as a nice shot from Mizra from the right baseline. But it was Dash going up for dunk. If that would have made House of Highlights or SportsCenter or something like that, if he was able to bring it together. But he was unable to, but that was a beautiful attempt of a dunk from Dash. And he posterized almost two kids.
Almost made it over two Massapequa defenders. Definitely almost one of the highlights of the fourth season last season.
If he went in, definitely it would have been.
Yeah.
Blakeman inside. Off the glass and in with the right hand.
Bruce Blakeman leading all scorers up to 13 points right now. 5:45 left in the third quarter. Vikings take a 12-point lead, 35-23.
Nicholson looks to drive, decides not to, hesitates, and finds Williams. Williams looks to drive now himself. Nice move, no good. Rebound from Spear. Blakeman Bellini on the defense.
Great move by Nilo Williams going up and under and almost got it to go. Really had no defensive challenges there. Just the rim didn't agree with it.
Melkonian finds Spear. Right baseline. Nice pass, Blakeman. Inside. Beautiful pass and feed from Blakeman to find Melkonian.
Great assist by Lewis Blakeman. Lewis Blakeman doing it all tonight. On the boards, getting assists, and having the leading is the leading scorer on the floor right now.
And a nice play to find Lanza. Lanza free. I haven't said his name this entire half. No good. Here comes Daly. Daly finds Bellini. Bellini, baseline three. It's good.
John Bellini, his first three of the day. We were missing that signature shot today, and he found it right there for three. So John Bellini has 7 points on the day. Joe Malconian, 6 points on the day after that one. And the Vikings lead by 17, 40-23. 4:42 remaining in the third quarter. So a great play by John Bellini there. And he likes that corner three. He really doesn't like to take it from the right wing. He doesn't like to take it from the left wing. He doesn't like to take it straight up. He likes the wings. And he really...
The baseline.
And he's very comfortable there and switches it on that one. So great possession by the Vikings. Need to keep their foot on the gas, as I always am fond of saying. Really put it to this East Meadow team right now. Don't let them have any chance of getting back in this game down the stretch. So East Meadow will start out with possession on their baseline, and Mizra will come across the timeline. Interesting choice that Lewis Blakeman is in the front court defending Sultan Mizra right now.
Mizra looks to drive. Blakeman stays with him. Shot, no good. Rebound from Spear. It worked out for the Vikings. Here comes Daly. Daly, Blakeman puts on the brakes, finds Spear. Spear inside pass, deflected, stolen away by East Meadow with Nicholson with coming away with possession. Blakeman on top of him in the front court now makes his way to Mizra. Shot, jump shot taken, falls from Nicholson.
Nicholson, nice shot right there. A little kind of wing jumper for two, and easy shot right there.
Spear, Bellini. Bellini's in his corner, decides not to take it. Instead, finds Malconian, looks to drive. Malconian, left hand, it's him.
Malconian, great play there. Non-dominant left hand. We've seen him do that quite a lot lately, and he did it in this game, and he does it right there for two.
A deep three, no good from Nicholson. Harry Nicholson, not in a great percentage today. Blakeman gets fouled, and oh my goodness, they call that a travel.
Another looks travel like a on Lewis Blakeman. And we up here in the booth thought it was another three-point play for Lewis Blakeman, but unfortunately he cannot get the call there as he's going to be charged for another traveling violation. Just needs to really set the feet before he gets into that move there. Just needs to work on that a little bit more in practice.
Warriors, some nice handles get by Daly off the foot of Bellini. There's a kick ball.
Last touch by the Vikings.
Kick ball violation.
So East Meadow will retain possession. 3:26 here left in the third quarter. Port up 42-25, up by 17.
Pass to Lanza from the inbound. Lanza looks around and finds Nicholson. Nicholson gets to Williams. Williams drives, nice pass outside, finds Mizra. Guarded by Blakeman. He'll find Nicholson again. Harry Nicholson, guarded by tightly by Malconian, right on top of him, nowhere to go. And now Nicholson looks for some room. Nice spin or move. It's good off the rim and in from Nicholson. From driving from the right wing inside, and a nice spin duck-in move falls for him.
Great move by Nicholson. Little spin move and a fadeaway jumper.
So it's no good from Daly, and it's Williams at point. Williams will drop it for Nicholson. Guarded again by Malconian. Malconian with great defense, but Nicholson puts it in. Timeout taken by Coach Kopp.
It's going to be actually a timeout,
I believe,
by Dooley, because he was seeing Joe Malconian was getting quite beat off Nicholson right there. Nicholson currently with 14 points, and East Meadow still yet to have any other scorers besides Harry Nicholson, Sultan Mizra, and Dean Lanza. And two of those scorers have 14 points each, which is insane. I mean, it just shows they're not really in this game right now, but they're trying to get back in. 42-29 now,
only down by 13 at this point because Harry Nicholson is doing such a good job of making Joe Malconian miss on some of his defensive assignments. So Port trying to regain their balance here, regain their footing on this game. And as I said, press on the gas. Get up to a 20-point lead. Get up to a 25-point lead. Make sure you have this game secured and you don't run into a situation where you're going down to the buzzer like they did against Hicksville on the road. Port starting out with possession.
As Malconian. Daly and Spear. Spear, top the key. Finds Daly. Daly loses possession. Spear looks like he has it. Brings it up. Foul and one hit fall from the low block. Ben Spear bodying his way for a 3-point play.
And to quote a good friend of mine, Josh Gittman, that is a physical specimen right there with a grown man's move. Inside the paint right there to regain possession and make the shot and looks to have a and one opportunity. So 44-29, Vikings lead, 2:25 here to go in the third quarter. Spear with the shot.
And it's good. And if you want to quote Gittman here, I'll do it again. Making the defenders look like family men.
Oh, yes. Definitely definitely those inferior family men as Singh looks to check in for the Jets and Sonnenkar looks to check in for the Vikings.
Well, Mizra. Give and go, gets it back, and now back again to Nicholson. Nicholson drives around, pass deflected by Spear, who has a breaking Bellini, stretch pass, kept alive Bellini, and Malconian's able to get inside. He gets stripped of possession, and Nicholson will take it up for East Meadow.
Nicholson, nice crossover over the timeline, gets it almost into Singh, but stolen away by Bellini.
Well, Blakely got the tip there, and Bellini was able to get the ball. Malconian baseline, finds Spear. Spear, it's Malconian. Blakeman. Blakeman looks to come inside. Open Bellini. Three-pointer taken. No good. Offensive rebound for Malconian. Puts it up. No good. Fouled on that time. And Malconian out hustling the Jets in the interior inside the paint. So an impressive culmination of plays for Malconian. The hardest worker on the court right now.
Malconian is like a gnat. He just never goes away on the offensive boards. When you think he's out of the play, he'll just come in right from the front from the three-point line and get a rebound. He got two right there, and he'll go to the line deservedly to try to get these 2 points as he makes the first one there. Almost prematurely called that one as Singh and Sonnenkar will check in respectively for Lehr and Bellini. So Malconian up to 9 points on the day, looking for his 10th bucket with this second one from the charity stripe.
And that one is good off the rim in the backcourt.
Malconian hits a pair, Vikings lead 47-29, 90 seconds to go in the third.
So time winding down here in the third, East Meadow bringing across the timeline.
Williams inside Mizra, Blakeman didn't have the angle, it's up and no good. Daly, it's off him and out of bounds. Try to keep it in.
Well, the reason why Mizra didn't score on that play, Blakeman was beat on the inside position, but he got defensive help from Ben Spear, and it went high up off the window and off the rim as well. But East Meadow, another chance here with 1:09 remaining here in the third.
It's deflected away and stolen by the Vikings.
And that'll be a double dribble by Malconian. And Dooley's arguing he never dribbled, and I didn't see him dribble, did you?
Vikings double dribble, and it's turned back over to
an odd call here by the referees, as Port now with the 18-point lead. East Meadow will regain possession. Good for them, as they're just trying to tooth and nail, claw, and hang on to this game right now.
Right now, it's an 18-point lead. A three foul called on that, and you only got three shots. That's Williams and Sonnenkar on the foul.
And the foul is just not working in Port's favor right now, as Harris Sonnenkar will be called for the foul on Williams. So Williams was at the line before, and this will be Williams' shot for his first points of the game, surprisingly. Even though he's been playing decently well, he has currently six steals on the game and a couple of rebounds to match, but just nothing in the points column right now.
First shot's good for him. That's his first point of the game, as mentioned by Adam. So Williams is a three-shot foul because he did take that shot from beyond the arc. Second one's good. So if he makes this final one, it'll be just a 15-point deficit. As Lorella looks to check in, he cannot make that one. Williams. So Malkonian brings off with 44 seconds remaining. Malkonian finds Daly. Daly back to Malkonian. Pump fake there. Looks to drive. Malkonian in. Puts on the break. Duck and move. No good. Rebound from Blakeman. Puts it up and one. There you go, Lewis.
Lewis
Blakeman. Great rebound. Physicality there from the low right block and use his size to put his big arms over the defenders and put that ball to the bottom of the net. Great play by number 21, Lewis Blakeman.
Checking into the game is Chris Fourier. And out.
Going to the line for one, Lewis Blakeman.
And out of the game is Williams. Also looking to come in the game is Brandon Caslow.
So Blakeman misses, and it'll be rebound by East Meadow. Blakeman currently 15 on the game, hit a new career high for him. But Caslow will, in fact, take a seat right now.
I guess there's only one shot left remaining in this third quarter, and maybe he'll get in at the start of the fourth. We'll see. Singh drives right, turns around, and will drop for Nicholson. Nicholson, with 8 seconds remaining, would look to take the final shot. Screen set for him by Forler. A deep three, no good. Terrible shot selection there. And at the end of the quarter, the Vikings up 49-31. Back to an 18-point lead.
So we'll be right back with the mid-third quarter break after this. We're back for Washington Vikings varsity basketball against the East Meadow Jets on Coach vs. Cancer Night. About to go into the fourth quarter. 8 minutes left in this game. Vikings lead 49-31 over the Jets. For the Vikings, the leading scorer is number 21, senior forward Lewis Blakeman. He's got 15. Mark Daly currently has 10. And Joe Malkonian currently also has 10. For the East Meadow Jets, number 2, Harry Nicholson, currently has 14 points. And number 20, Sultan Mizra, also has 14 points to match him. Some other scores for the Jets, Dean Lanza has 3, and Nilo Williams has 2. So Port has an 18-point lead now, looking to close this game out against the Jets for another Conference AA1 victory.
Into the game for the Vikings, number 5, Max Schmitz. He replaces number 21, Meadow Lewis
Blakeman.
Will start
off with the ball here. Lewis Blakeman is currently out of the game, surprisingly, as Max Schmitz is in.
And now that the quartets are done, a sizable chunk of fans are deciding to leave the game, probably the parents.
But also, you know, the game is 18 points right now, but we've seen bigger comebacks on this court before. So the Jets are not out of it yet. Court, I would still suggest keep your foot on the gas and keep bringing it to the Jets' defense.
Singh and Williams. Back to Singh, top of the key. Guarded by Caslow, who's now back into the game once again.
I thought that was a travel on Singh there.
And they'll call Forler. Nicholson. And a deep three. No good. Shot from Mizra.
Odd shooting form there by Mizra from way, way downtown.
Spear. Inside Caslow. Caslow, nice feed. Schmitz for 3. No good on that. Rebound by Nicholson, who will come up the other way on the left side of the court. Brings more to the center now. Looks to drive. Inside he goes, and a nice move from the low block and in.
Nicholson, another great play, another up and under, a little jelly off the left side with the right hand, and he currently is up to 16 points.
Inside Daly, he gets deflected out of bounds. The ball gets deflected off him.
Daly tried to make a little shimmy shake move on himself. As we see varsity basketball alum entering the arena, Tyler Stevenson Moore, who's currently at Lehigh, who has offers from a couple of D1 programs. So great to see him back in the gym.
Spear with a nice move from the left block. 51-33 Vikings.
Great move by Spear, great inbound pass. And the Vikings lead.
Singh, a three-pointer, no good. Rebound from Caslow, who will find Daly. Daly, stretch pass, out of the reach of Sonicar.
Wisconsin Jets ball.
So 18-point lead, 6:45, excuse me, left here in the game as Forler will inbound it to Mizra. Vikings in their 2-3 zone as Mizra comes across the timeline. Mizra, guarded by Schmitz. Nice screen there from Nicholson. It was a bit moving to me, but no call. Nicholson looks to work on Schmitz. Corner shot, elbow shot, that one falls.
And Nicholson is on fire right now as he's up to 18 points on the day, leading the Jets in scoring.
Spear thinks about a three, inside pass Schmitz. Schmitz, Daly thinks about a three, now decides to drive as well. Inside pass, they're going to say, I believe, it's a call against the Port Washington. They're going to say out of bounds, I think.
Another 3 seconds. And
3 seconds, wow.
Another one there. So Port lead, and the Port fans right now getting a little rowdy up in their corner section there. So 51-35, Port leads by 14, as a lot of the juniors are cheering on fellow junior Matt Schmitz to get the ball.
Here comes Mizra. Mizra looking for a screen, but instead gets it to Forler. Forler keeps his pivot foot alive. Jump shot there. It's good for Mizra. Timeout taken by College School.
Mizra up to 16 points on the day.
30-second
with that shot there.
Vikings, 5:50 to go in the game. Vikings lead 51-37.
So a 14-point lead, excuse me, for the Vikings at this point. 5:50 left to go in the game. As Coach Dooley looks to organize his team and looks to kind of critique their defensive play at this point and get them back in the right position. As I think the message from Coach Bobby Kopp for the Jets is right now, kind of work on the fundamentals here, work on getting those open looks. And nice shot by Mizra there from just inside the arc for two. And really, I think this half has been a positive for the East Meadow Jets. Obviously, not everything has gone their way, but definitely has improved from a first half performance. So,
5:50 remaining, 51-37.
So, Mark Daly will take the inbound for Port into Joe Malconian.
Malconian now brings it across, guarded by Williams. Finds Spear. Spear thinks about it, decides not. Blakeman around the horn, they go inside. It's Spear. Spear looks to drive a Mizra. Power move, it falls. Beautiful play from Spear.
Ben Spear up to 9 points on the day.
Deflected pass from Spear again. They're looking for Singh. Singh, three-pointer from the left baseline. No good Blakeman with the rebound. Hands it off to Spear, who will dish it to Malconian, who will bring it across.
So Malconian brings it across, working on Williams.
Off Spear and out of bounds. He never got a clean handle on that. It's East Meadow ball.
So I just want to update you guys. It was not Spear at 9 points. He actually had 10 points on the day. So he's into double figures as well for the Vikings. They currently have, I believe, 4 players in double figures right now.
Jump shot, Nicholson, no good. Offensive rebound was taken by Mizra. He falls down. Blakeman gets it instead.
Great physicality by Blakeman, using his one hand to kind of dribble it and then get it back in his clutches.
Daly to Malconian, a leftward pass on that one. Malconian inbound, drives and falls, and one there.
It's good for Joe Malconian.
Joe Malconian up to 12 points on the day right now, as that. And is this and one opportunity to bring him to 13.
Forler, that's his third in the team's
so Forler has three. So Lanza, who has 4, will look to come in for Forler, who has 3. An interesting choice by Coach Kopp with 4:47 to go here in the game. Vikings lead 55-37. 18-point lead. Malconian looking to stretch it to the largest of the day at 19 points.
It's a 1-1. No good.
Is and one.
Excuse me, yeah, it was an and one. My bad. Singh. High pass. Luckily, Singh, Mizra was there to keep it from going out of bounds. Screen set by Lanza. Inside. Back outside. Wing three. No good from Nicholson. Bellini collects the rebound.
Nicholson was wide open there. Just couldn't get it to go in and out of the rim.
Daly, nice dish. Spear trickles in.
Benjamin Sear up to 12, and great little layoff by number 23, Mark Daly. Great assist there. Vikings lead 57-37.
Lanza with the 3-point from beyond the arc, from the top of the key, right on the line there, basically.
So Lanza, a quick transition bucket, and that'll make it a 17-point deficit for the Jets.
So once again, the highest lead this game was 20 points, and that was for the leading team, Fort Washington. There's a foul called before the shot, and it trickles in for Daly anyway, but it was way before the shot anyway, and it's against East Meadow.
Fort Boy, it'll be Daly. Is that the seventh foul for East Meadow? It'll be a 1-1, yes, seventh foul for East Meadow. Surprisingly, Fort only has one foul against them right now, so really keeping the defense in check are the Vikings. And Daly will be shooting a 1-1 opportunity. He has 10 points currently on the board.
Daly, first one's good for him. 18-point lead once again.
11 points for Daly. Looking to make it 12 right here. Again, Vikings have four scorers in the double digits.
Daly misses the second free throw. It's a jump ball, and I think this time it's going to be Fort ball. Yes, it is.
And as I said, Joe Malconian, you don't expect him to be involved in the play at all. And there he is, getting almost a rebound and getting Fort back to possession, even in this 18-point lead.
And it's deflected off Mizra out of bounds, so Malconian will get a second chance.
Yeah, so even in this 18-point game, Malconian fighting and showing that he still has energy.
Inbound to Lewis, Blakeman. Blakeman looks around, finds Malconian. She looks to set a screen for Malconian, decides not to use it. Looks to get inside position. Blakeman. Bellini, top of the key, it's Spear. Spear drives inside, puts it up with the left hand, no good. Offensive rebound, Blakeman dishes the Spear. It's in.
What a play by Lewis Blakeman. Went up and then laid it down to Benjamin Spear. And Lewis Blakeman up to 18 points on the day. And wouldn't it be something if he made it to the 20-point mark?
And foul on Blakeman.
Number 21, Lewis Blakeman. That's his first.
Silly reach in there.
Excuse me, Blakeman is 17 right now. So he's got 3 minutes, maybe three more points in store for the senior forward.
Let's hope. Lanza gets the inbound, and they'll get Singh. Coming into the game, Christian Schwerzman is a missed three from East Meadow, is collected by the Vikings.
So Malconian bringing it across on the right wing, now guarded by Lanza.
Bellini looks around, nice inbound pass. Spear dishes Malconian. That's a jump ball there.
That was anything but a jump ball.
Jets ball.
It'll be Jets ball, but I thought that was a foul on Joe Malconian. I thought Singh got his arm there. Mark Daly looks to be probably out for this game. Great game by him, 12 points. A little below his average, but nonetheless a great game for him.
Inside Singh, pass to Nicholson. Nicholson looks to drive himself now. Nice move, and it's off the glass
Nicholson
and in.
And Harry Nicholson up to 20 points.
Inside pass, deflects off the backboard, and it's collected. Schwerzman, Bellini, Malconian drive inside, puts it up and in for two more easy points.
Joe Malconian up to 14 points on the day. Great game for him.
Looking to come into the game is Jacob Katz for the Vikings now.
And that might signal Lewis Blakeman's departure, as Katz, one of those big men who works in on the inside.
Well, Blakeman with the board gives him a spear. Spear drops Malconian. We've seen that a lot today.
Fort up by 20, their largest margin, as Coach Julie will take a timeout to try to get some of his substitutions going into the game. Lewis Blakeman will stay in the game. Jacob Katz will check in for Ben Spear. And Brandon Caslow will check in for John Bellini.
Brandon Caslow, he replaces Johnny Bellini.
So largest lead of the game as East Meadow looks to check in. A lot of substitutions here as well, as it'll be 33, Evan Haber. It'll be number 12, Ryan Whitehurst. And it'll be number 14, Chris Wade.
Number 14, Chris Wade.
So 2:09 remaining here in the game. Nicholson will come out, Lanza, and Mirza will come out. Mizra, excuse me. As Nicholson had a great game, his season high with 20, as Caslow bringing it across up to the wing.
Fine, Schwerzman. That's to Blakeman. Bradbury's just coming in the game for the Vikings as well. Markkanen finds Kazlo. Kazlo with the blue with Blakeman inside. Blakeman looks to drive inside. No good. Rebound for Markkanen. Markkanen puts it up and in.
And Markkanen on the offensive boards, he is a manimal there. Just getting everything in sight and putting up two more buckets right there.
Inside, high shot, no good. Rebound by Katz. Katz finds Schwarzman.
And another timeout by Coach Jewell to get some more subs in.
Timeout call by the Vikings. Checking into the game, number 12, Christopher Bradbury. He replaces
and Joe Markkanen. Joe Markkanen coming out for Chris Bradbury. Markkanen finishes the day with 16 points. Great effort for him in this matchup. Vikings up by 22 now, extending their largest lead. 64-42, 120 remaining.
Schwerzman inside, tries to get it. It's out of bounds. Intended receiver, I guess you could say, was Kazlo. And he's out of bounds. That's Bradbury clustered it.
So it'll be Haber bringing it up right now for the Jets. A new front man for them.
A shot for three, no good. It was Williams taking it.
So Schwerzman bringing it across the timeline to the left wing for the Vikings. 1 minute remaining. Vikings up by 22.
Dish to Blakeman. Blakeman finds Kazlo. Kazlo drives baseline. Gets it back to Blakeman. Blakeman, he gets fouled. Oh, they're going to call a travel.
And I saw it from the minute Blakeman got it. He had the step. All he had to do was just dribble it up. And he couldn't get it there. That would have been 19 if he hit that shot. But unfortunately, another travel from Blakeman. He's had three of those on the day. And if he didn't travel, he might have been over 20.
Williams.
But it's on the points that matter.
Excuse
in
me.
The game.
That was Wade. Now low. Haber. Haber gets inside. Singh. And a jump shot from Kennedy. No good. Excuse me, that was Williams.
So the Vikings will bring it across. Shot clock is expired here. And it looks like the Vikings will just dribble it out at this point. Still playing defense is Wade right here. As the Vikings clapping up for their team in this 22-point victory as the clock ticks down. Great win for them. And the Vikings will win on Coach versus Cancer Night. Lewis Blakeman hugging the ball right there with his 17 points.
Once again, the final score for the Vikings, 64-42, a dominant 22-point victory over their opponent. And in this Coach versus Cancer evening, the Vikings have extended their win streak now.
I believe their win streak is at four games.
Four games.
They won their last four. Their first game in that win streak was over Long Beach, and they beat Plainview. Then they beat Westbury, and then they just beat East Meadow here tonight. Those are all conference AA2 games.
And a little bit of a preview for the Vikings. Their next game is going to be a huge game. It's going to be in Baldwin against a tough Bruins team. I'm not going to be able to go to that game. We'll have Adam Jackman on the call, potentially with Matt Hassan or Jordan Monaco. We will see on who can be come as their replacement.
So
and we'll wait upon that, but once again, another dominant performance for the Vikings and an impressive one here tonight.
Yeah, so just to take you through some final stats on the night, the leader in points for the Port Washington Vikings was Lewis Blakeman, number 21, 17 points. The second man in points report was number 14, Joe Markkanen, everywhere on the boards. I believe he had a double-double tonight. He had 16, and the third leader in points was number 34, Benjamin Spear, with 12.
Benjamin? Is that a new thing now?
That's what it says on the roster, Chris, and I'm gonna read off the roster. So, and then for East Meadow, their leaders in scores, number 2, Harry Nicholson, really turned it on in the second half. He finished with 20, and number 20, Sultan Mizra, finished with 15. So that'll about do it for our broadcast here, Chris.
Well, thank you for tuning into our show, our play-by-play today. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time against Port Washington against Baldwin.